everyone, and welcome to my show, You're in the Thoughts, here at bbsradio.com. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be here for the next 2 hours doing nonstop free psychic readings for the listening audience. The phone calls are toll-free. Get your pen and paper out. I believe I got a caller. If they're there, be patient with me. I'll just get the number out, and I can go into the readings. Okay, toll-free in the USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada is 1-888-810-8322, or you can go direct, 1-530-876-3222. And it's going to be busy. If there's a lot of calls, just keep hitting redial. Sit back, relax, listen to the show, and hit redial. And if you get through, it's spirit-led if you get through. Okay, everybody. I believe I got a caller, so I'll go right to the caller.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Fantastic. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Helena.
Helena?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Helena. It's been a while, Helena.
It has, Michael. Boy, you're good.
If it's the same Helena that I know.
It is.
Helena, welcome. Good. I'm glad you got through.
Me too. I'm thrilled that I got through.
Okay. You know how I read, so let's just jump into your reading and see how I can help you. Nice special day, Easter. Happy Easter to everybody that's listening. And Helena, happy Easter to you, and I hope it's a special and blessed cycle for you.
Thank you, Michael. You too.
You know, it's all about life and rebirth and inspiration. Helena, you're in a cycle with, it's going to be intense, too, the next 30 days. I feel like I'm experiencing many different changes right now. And I'm going to, and it's going to affect basically quite a big chunk of my life. I am going to, with relationship, better half, male energy, this could involve that area or be coming out of that area. So do pay attention to any relationships with males. Now, I'm also going to, it's going to cover everything, really, at work and where you live in and what's going on in the home. Kind of be prepared for that and work with it. Feeling of relocating. You know,
oh, really?
What's that?
I said, really?
Yeah. Are you moving or you got to move or?
No, I'm not keen on where I live. I mean, I'd like to.
Okay, so it's not...
Out, but.
All right. Well, don't panic just yet because you got so much unstable energy around you and changes around you that... is there anything special going on within the home or the property? Are you doing something with it?
Yeah, actually, as we speak now, I'm just trying to... My place isn't upside down, so I'm really trying to clean out and change it.
I think you're going to... It could be that, Helena.
Okay.
More than relocating, because I'm just being pulled to the home and a lot of changes going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I'm feeling with you is that, like between now and, say, the middle of May, that this must be work, too. I am getting a mail coming to you. But I don't know if it's a love relationship yet, or it's in the work world.
Well, I'm beginning a new business with a female partner, and then I was going to ask you as far as love relationship goes, if you get anything on that.
I'm getting the change. When I started the reading, I told you it's probably going to affect
everything.
the whole reading is going to connect to everything in your life, and. And I was getting the change in the work, and it is business related, and it's very busy. And I'm also I've been waiting for something, or something being said or told or completed, and I feel like that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Probably within the 30 days, and then it's going to, everything with it's going to move forward. Everything in business and work is going to move forward once this word or this approval or this go-ahead comes through. I'm feeling good about it. It's fast, and it's forward and upward and increases.
Oh, good.
It's very active. I'm hearing good news with it.
Oh, good.
I feel like somebody else may jump on board later on down the road too.
Okay.
A relative. Is there a relative? Does she have a relative or a partner or is there some?
Don't know about her. Not sure about me either.
Hmm. Somewhere down the road, a male may jump into the scene for some reason.
Oh, good.
And it'll bring it back, and it'll bring about another change. So, because you're already going into it with a partner,
mm-hmm.
and I'm feeling that, I'm being told that, and the connection between the two of these are good. It's very productive, and the energies are interacting.
Good.
And it leads to a step up too, so I feel it being busy and fruitful, and it's leading to a change again. It's like you have two major changes within a 30-day time span. So, and I believe you're going through this one now, and it gets up and running and it's moving, and then it changes again, and it might be because somebody else comes on board, or it leads to something bigger and better.
Mm-hmm.
And you go into, like, the middle of May, end of May, with a rapid expansion in a way that's kind of surprising and may be connected to another person jumping in.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of like just, you know, let it unfold naturally. You're on the right path. Things are going well. And it's leading to so many different things that I can't pinpoint anything specific right now, other than that you're moving forward and it's going to expand and it's going to be successful and productive.
Oh, beautiful.
And like I said, watch for a male energy jumping in.
Any male energy with romance, or do you think that, or the male energy is basically here with the business?
I knew you were going to ask me that, and I was already working on it. I beat you to it. I just wish I had another witness that's not listening to the show, and I can talk back and forth like I'm going to say this, and she's going to say that.
I don't doubt it, Michael.
You know, I think this business that we're talking about now, wasn't it talked about in some of your past readings even?
It was, and I was trying to do it alone and kind of couldn't really get it off the ground, and now I found somebody that's real going home.
Yeah, because they're kidding me now, because I kind of thought I wasn't connected to you, and now there's my guys are, like, joking with me. See?
Oh, no, you're totally on the money.
Yeah, and see, I didn't think I was,
mm-hmm.
and now they're making fun of me, because sometimes I don't believe, you know, and it's just...
something we all go through and all do, don't we?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So because they're pointing to past readings. This is connected to past readings with you. But anyway, whether or not this male energy is romantic or business, boy, it's a tough call. It may be both, to be honest with you. I think what you're going into and what you're dealing with is going to not only be fruitful for you, but it's going to open up the social circle and the friendships even.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's going to be interacting with other business people, I think. I don't know what you're getting into or what you're working on, but I feel like it brings you in contact with people that can become relationships and even business associates, and out of that there could be they're putting it up in the air. I'm getting a hand going back and forth, but I'm also being made to feel like somebody, almost like you know somebody's coming in or closer.
Well, yeah, the man I asked you about last year, he's from Germany. He'll be in town in early May, and if I don't go to Germany myself for a course on something else, I'll be here and I'll see him at a business function. And I was just wondering if anything would go off the ground with him.
Yeah, that's what they're telling me. Because I was hearing she already knows who it is that mm-hmm. she's coming. Just mm-hmm. tell her she already knows. And I wasn't listening again, see? So I'm dancing around with this and that, and they're saying, just tell her she already knows who's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So there isn't the issue with this male coming in, too, and you know who it is. And I believe you're going to interact with it, whether or not it'll take off or be, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're going to interact with it no matter what. And it's right on a time frame, too, right in the middle of May.
Yeah.
Beginning of May, middle of May. So.
Well, when you say interact, I mean, you know, I'll be speaking with him, but, you know, anything more than just business, like, we'll go a step further,
being
friendly and, you know.
They won't let me say no, they won't let me say yes,
okay.
And because there is too much involved.
Okay.
There's too much involved. Mm-hmm. But they don't rule out that there will be interchanging of energy, and there is a possibility that it could go in that direction, given the right circumstances.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Now, would he be interested in the business that you're starting, or?
Well, he's got a pretty big job now. I mean, maybe if we got involved later on, I think he would be. This would be something that would interest him, but I don't know that it would now.
Right. It could be an icebreaker for some reason.
It definitely could. It definitely could.
Because they're saying to use this as like an icebreaker or a connection with him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, if it makes sense, then run.
No,
with
total
it.
Sense.
Yeah, and then from there, I think you're so busy with now. Also, you're preoccupied energy-wise. I feel like a lot of your energy and focus is going to go into the business, finances, and the home.
Yeah.
For some reason, I feel like you're going to get a second wind or get motivated, and you're going to do something with the home, either heavy-duty spring cleaning or redecorating, mm-hmm. but there's something going on there. So,
yeah.
And that's what I'm feeling. It's this business and the money and the issues in the home keeping you pretty busy right up until like the beginning of May, middle of May. And this could be just starting with this male friend, so.
Mm.
So do go, do interact, and use your business, your new business as an icebreaker. And then probably the next reading, next month, it would unfold in a different way, including him, you know what I mean?
I do.
All right, and I'll leave you with that. Let me give you some numbers just in case. I feel like Easter is a lucky day.
Oh, of course.
So, today they're giving me numbers, so I'm going to give you some numbers. I'm getting 11,
mm-hmm.
13,
mm-hmm.
22,
mm-hmm.
and 1.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Helena. Take care and blessings.
You too.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you. I'll be in touch. Thank you.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call the show, I basically just started. I'll be here until 3 today. Every Sunday, I'm here 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we got another caller. Welcome, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Sylvia.
Sylvia?
Yes, sir.
Good. Where are you calling from, Sylvia?
Virginia.
Virginia, good. I get a lot of Virginia calls.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. A lot of listeners in Virginia. Thank you. How'd you find us?
Actually, I am on your MySpace and up under your Pal Talk.
Oh, good. I love MySpace. If I like to tell the listening audience, anybody out there, if you don't have it, get it and add me. And I'm having a ball with it. It's like everything is in a nutshell. It's you got email, messages, website, friends list, and so you can really maneuver good with it. And I'm glad you're on there. Okay, let's just jump into your reading.
Okay.
You heard me read before in Power Talk.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Sylvia, I'm going Right off the bat, I'm being pulled to, I don't know if this is the courts or something's being decided and negotiated on, or I'm waiting to hear how a settlement's going to go or a case. I feel like I could be going with the work thing. Maybe, I don't know if it's comp or a promotion or a raise, but I am definitely being pulled to approvals on things that I've been waiting for or hoping to go through. So keep that in mind. I feel good with it anyway. And I do feel that it adds to your financial well-being. Are you looking for work or?
No, actually, I just started a new job.
Oh, you just started a new job?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm getting a lot of job stuff. I'm happy with it. I feel like it's going to go my way. Did you know the boss or have a connection to the boss or? I feel like there was somebody helped me or connected me or.
Actually, the lady who hired me, we got along very well.
Oh, okay. Okay. And I feel like she's like an ally, and she's helped you before, and she's going to help you again.
Okay.
And almost like she's set the atmosphere for you, too, in a way. Where you can do well there, and everybody maybe knows me or likes me or was looking forward to meeting me, and I feel like I do well with it, so.
She made me feel very comfortable when I first started.
Right, that's exactly how I'm feeling. They were showing me somebody putting their arm around me.
Mm-hmm.
And other people being, or other people looking for me and saying, oh, you're so-and-so, and you know what I mean?
Right.
And it gets better. It just keeps adding to the atmosphere, and the supervisors and the employees, I feel like they're going to feel it and notice it, and I'll do well with it. It's going to help me. It's going to help me financially. And, I'm still feeling something. You got a settlement coming, or waiting for an answer on?
Waiting on the answer for something.
Okay, I feel like there's going to become an issue and become between now, say, the middle of May. I don't know if it's a hearing or waiting for the email or the letter or the phone call, but
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was by, say, the middle of May, some activity with it or an answer, actually.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I had to clear my throat. Got a tickle in my throat. I think it's the spring coming.
Probably.
Yep. And but I am anticipating this answer, and I'm worried about what way it's going to go. And I feel like the outcome is good.
Right.
And I'm hearing good in legal matters, good in negotiation. Tell her it's good. Tell her it's good. And then there seems to be some type of. A joint, is this with a partnership or a joint something or other that is needs to be settled, or maybe it sets off a partnership or
a divorce?
Oh, okay. That's what them. So this is what you're waiting for, is pertaining to your divorce.
For him to give me an answer.
Oh, okay. For him to give you an answer.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Interesting. I think he's going to give you an answer. I think he's going to answer you the way you want to be answered. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm hearing good news legally. I feel like, I don't feel like it gets nasty. I feel like it's okay in a way. Does that make sense?
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
It's been calm for my kids.
Yeah. I'm kind of feeling that it's just... He basically gives you the answers. I'm hearing she gets the answers she wants. And the outcome is good for her. So I'm just relaying what I'm hearing, okay? And I'm hearing justice all the way around. The legal matters are fair and legal, and everything goes well there. And there's some type of a partnership. I think, like, the two of you, there must be kids involved, or?
Yeah.
Okay, I think he must really... care about the kids in you, because I feel like he wants to do this to the kids.
Right.
So it makes a difference to kids. He wants to do the right thing. And, so the, I think that's, I'm pretty sure that's what the partnership is, and the goodness that goes with it. So and it is connected to a relationship and a wedding, or so they're pointing to that. So I'm pretty much on the track here. I feel.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing it goes well. It's complete and it's balanced, and you kind of like guys are like you're more happy separated than you were when you married. I don't know if that makes sense, but
yeah.
That's
we're
how
better friends than we are married.
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling. Like you're closer and friendlier being divorced or separated in a way. If that makes sense, I'm connecting.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense with me and him.
Okay, and there's a lot of honesty there, and I think honesty has a lot to do with it. I feel like both people were honest, and everybody involved was honest. I don't know, it might not have what led up to it, but it's what's making it better than it can, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, and then I keep pointing to him. If it does well, I don't know if this is the lawyer or judge or him. Does he work with his mouth or sales and negotiating or?
No.
Okay. Do you have a lawyer already or?
No.
You may be pulling in eventually through this somewhere. A lawyer is going to step in. I feel, and it's going to, I feel like you picked the right guy, the right person steps in, and he takes it from there.
Right.
And good in the negotiating. I keep hearing negotiating. Whoever's handling the negotiating, it does a good job, is what I'm hearing, so. You were hoping this was, like, started by, like, the middle of May or as soon as possible? Or?
Yeah.
Right, so that's what they're pointing to. They keep pointing to the, by the middle of May, middle of May. It was either you hoping for it or wanting it, but I feel like it's, I feel like there were some things in the way. I don't know if it's family or business or money or there was a few other outside obstacles getting in the way of this moving forward.
Right.
And I feel like that's, and it was like a lot of different reasons, temporarily delayed or slowed down or.
Right. It's been coming for 4 years, and we just keep kind of putting it off for one reason or another.
Yeah. Yep. I believe you're, now, you can feel it getting close now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And there, I can feel that there's a lot of energy in this, a lot of manifesting, and probably by the middle of May, it's going to start unfolding. Taking place. And it was good though. The delays and the slowdown were for many different reasons for you to sort things out and to
figure out what I really wanted.
Yeah, and to experience some of the experiences that you both went through.
Yeah.
The delays were necessary also. So, in a way, you guys grew. And, you know what I mean? You learned and you grew.
Right.
And it was okay. It was okay. Wait and see. I almost want to say don't really do anything until the middle of May.
Right.
And then let it kick in.
Yeah.
It's almost like I'm hearing, you know, you waited this long, it's okay to wait like another month.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Does that make sense to you? Why you would have to wait till the middle of May? Or is there?
It makes perfect sense.
Okay, because that's what I'm hearing to tell you from Spirit. Tell her to wait until the middle of May before she made any concrete or major button pushing. So, and you know what it means, so I'm just relaying it to you.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm hearing tell her it's going to work out. And there is a light at the end of the tunnel for her. They're waving. They're waving the lantern at the end of the tunnel. They're saying it's going to work out, and it's going to move forward, and it's going to go in the way that you want it to. And it's, I don't think it's going to be nasty or dramatic. I think it's going to be friendly, overly friendly in a way, or overly easily. So put your mind and heart at ease and go with the flow. And I think I'll leave you with that. I think you were hoping this is what I would bring out and talk about, right?
Well, that was one of the things, and the other one was kind of future relations, because...
Future relationships?
Right.
I believe it's going to come out of the new job for some reason.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Not really right now, but...
Okay. Well, just
maybe
kind of... Okay. Kind of be open to that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, and if it's not, be open to the fact that it could be somebody that's into sales, somebody that comes and goes.
Right.
Because I feel like you, I feel like you're going to meet someone, and it's going to be financial or job connected for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And they may be involved, and they may not work where you are, but maybe they do business with them, or they come and go, or it's somebody that knows somebody. It could
right.
be a friend that you work with saying, I want you to check this guy out, or I want you to meet this person.
Right.
Okay, so be open to that type of a scenario.
Okay.
Okay, I think that's why they're pulling me there. It could even be a female coworker that's just turning you on to a friend that she knows.
Right.
Okay, and let a bell go off. If you hear that, let a bell go off. Okay?
Okay.
And in the meantime, I think you're dealing basically with the changes that you're going through here.
Right.
At least up until the middle of May, anyway.
Right.
All right.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Thank you, and tell your friends about us.
Oh, will do. I always do anyway.
Good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to get a reading, just call in and say how do. I'm here every Sunday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 hours of nonstop free psychic readings. Who said there's nothing free anymore? BBS Radio is loaded with free good stuff. Welcome to the show, caller.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great. Glad to hear that.
Yeah. What's your first name?
Beth.
Beth?
Uh-huh.
Good. Where are you calling from?
Arizona. Nature.
Oh. Okay, then welcome to the show, Beth.
Thank you.
You heard me read before, or I'll jump into, just jump into your reading.
Okay, fantastic.
All right, unless you got any questions, or just, you know, just let me know. I'd rather just jump into your reading than catch a question on the way out.
Okay, let's do that.
All right. Beth, how'd you find us?
From PAL.
Good.
Uh-huh. PAL Talk, yeah.
Good. I swear by PAL Talk.
Yep.
Beautiful people in there.
Yeah, and, there are.
Spread the word. I'll be coming back in there real soon.
Okay,
real soon. I've been taking a little bit of a break, like a week there, and I'm going to, by next week, I'll be in PAL again.
Good deal.
Yep. And also spread the MySpace. It's a great way of communicating with me. Okay,
yeah.
Beth. Boy, they're giving me big, they're handing me a big shining sun, big smiling sun here. They're wrapping you in sunlight and light and energy and love and just wrapping you in it. And I feel very family. I feel very, there's healings needed, maybe healings going on, or I'm also the children thing. Things are going good with the children. I just feel like the home is really improving. You know, a hint of it, I feel like I might have just met someone, or somebody close to me just fell in love and met somebody. Is that making sense to you?
No. Not that I just met someone, no.
Is there a new relationship at all with you or somebody close to you? This could be a daughter or a close friend that maybe...
A close friend just met someone, yes.
A close
and
friend.
And fell in love right away, yeah.
Okay. I'm feeling that. And it's connected to you, or you care about it anyway. Do you think about it, or is there a reason why I would be picking up on it or pull to it? Or?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
Interesting. Now, what about you with associates and friends and family?
I've been going through a really bad time with that, but it seems to be settling down now finally.
Okay. Was it centered around somebody new? Got into...
Yeah, it was. They brought in a new GM at work.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. It was because... Well, and it was connected to this, and maybe it caused a division amongst people that were...
Yeah, very much. It
exposed.
Came in, and out of everybody that was in the office before he came in, there's only two people left now, and I happen to be one of those.
Wow.
Yeah, he started all over.
Wow. And it was almost like it was a beautiful thing was just shot down or ruined or...
It really was. It needed to be done.
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling.
It needed to be done. Yeah, Michael.
Yeah. So, did you find something yet, or are you looking? Because I'm getting a lot...
I got to stay. I was one of the two that he kept.
I was
one of the two that he kept.
Oh, no wonder they're giving me so much drama with it.
Yeah, so, I was the only, me and one other girl was the only ones that got to stay.
Wow, so there were like 40 people left?
Yeah.
Oh, Teddy, that's what I'm...
I mean, he would, it's like corporate came in and just wiped everything out practically.
Right.
And I got to stay, they kept me. So
Wow, amazing.
It was amazing, let me tell you. It was very hard to go through, though, very emotional.
It was I'm feeling like it was like a family was devastated or a beautiful thing. And everybody, it was just like, it was a nice situation and this just came in and just ruined it all. And maybe even affected the friendships.
But it's going to be for the better.
Well, I was just about to go there. I was just saying that all isn't lost. I feel like once the dust settles and the cloud lifts, everything is going to, it's going to become very productive.
Yeah.
And it's going to pay off.
Yeah.
And I feel like the people in charge, whoever this person or persons are very, very focused and very strong. And I feel a lot of juice with them. I feel like they're on a mission, a goal, and they're going to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling the leadership is good, too, and strong.
Yeah. And, I think so, too.
Yeah, and you can depend on it, and I feel like they're going to, like you said, it's a phoenix rising out of the ashes, and it's going to be bigger and better and beneficial.
Yeah, but I think so, too.
Yeah. I think what got you through this was actually, it was your spiritual abilities or something spiritual with you. You had, like, a foresight, or you knew things were happening before they did, or...
Yeah, I'm very spiritual.
Yeah, and it was almost like you were being guided to survive through this.
Yeah, I just kept feeling that if I could just hang in there, everything was going to be all right.
Uh-huh.
And that, you know, I knew that it was going to be okay. It was just going to be hard to get through.
Yep, and it's almost like you felt it or seen it coming, and you knew enough to hold on when it got rocky.
In my heart, I knew.
Yeah, and when to say something, when not to say nothing, and you knew enough not to panic or run.
Everybody around me kept saying, you better get your resume together, you better start looking, and I'm just like, no, I don't need you.
Yeah.
And I didn't need you. I mean, as hard as it was, I knew that I didn't have
it. Right. And you did a good job, you survived it.
Yeah.
Because you listened to your inner guidance, and it paid off.
I didn't see a reason to get all panicky and I just knew that I was going to be okay.
And you were guided. Now, there is a connection to the arts or creating. I don't know if it's music or read. I see spiritual arts, too, as arts, so.
I do readings myself, and I do some healing.
Oh, good, because I'm hearing channeling, too. You're channeling some type of creation down, so.
I do a lot of healing.
Okay, is it Reiki or energy?
I do Reiki. I do some Reiki, and I do some crystal healing. Some long distance energy healing.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and that's going to increase. I'm getting an increase in that, and I'm hearing a combination. I'm going to be getting a wave of energy that I can create with, and almost like I'm getting ideas and the stuff that go with it.
Well, there's a new opportunity that's been offered to me, and I'm hoping that it works out for me.
Oh, good. Is this in the arts, the healing arts, or?
Well, I do hypnosis also, and there's a guy down in Texas who him and his partner had said that they're going to do some breakthrough stuff, and they want me to come down and talk to him and be involved.
Good.
Yeah. So we'll see.
And
I don't know if it's going to pan out, but we'll certainly see.
Okay. Because I'm getting this, I feel like I'm going to get more in in the area that I'm talented in, and there's going to be more opportunity to do things with it and offers and opportunities.
Good. Somebody's mentioned that a magazine article or something like that's going to come up, so there's going to be something happening. I'm not sure what.
And you said you were in Arizona?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you have to relocate or move or travel or something?
I don't know enough about this new opportunity yet to even know that. He just wanted to know if I'd come down to Texas and talk to him.
Okay.
So I said I would certainly think about it and for him to let me know what they were, going on, and I haven't heard anything else. So.
Right. And you would have to then you would have to travel out of state then.
Go visit. Yeah.
Yeah, because I am getting. Possibility of traveling, but it's like out of state or out of. Now,
you see a move?
There are hints of it, and I feel like I got a. And I feel like it's out of state. So it might be like, would you move if the offer worked? I guess you would, right?
I don't have any, So we'll see. There's a good possibility of it. I'm a single lady by myself. So.
Yeah, I do feel like I'm getting an offer, and it causes me to travel and relocate. So there is a hint to this. Okay. I'm not saying it's going to happen in 30 days, but the thoughts and energy and the creating it is definitely starting. I don't know if you can feel that or not.
Yeah, it's kind of like I know something's going to happen, and I just don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And also, it's apprehension. I don't know, it's like I don't want to get too excited about something that won't happen,
Yeah. Well, it's connected to offers coming to me and opportunities, and it's in business and money, and it's connected to the spiritual arts. So,
good.
And it does lead to many changes and a lot of travel or relocating. So, just keep an eye on things. And how they unfold between now and the middle of May.
Okay.
You start getting a lot of thoughts or phone calls and communications back and forth, and you feel like you're being pulled, and it's manifesting and coming through. So that's how everything starts, really. Whether you know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It starts in thought and spirit, and the more energy and energy you give it, and thought and focus, the stronger it becomes.
Yeah.
So. Rely heavily on your you're very intuitive between now and, say, the end of May. Very intuitive, so rely heavily on that, I'm hearing.
Okay.
And I'm getting a high IQ, but I'm also hearing rely heavily on intuition because it'll be accurate. And I'm also feeling the family and the home, there's improvements there, there's healings and upliftings. I feel good about the home, the family. I'm not worried about anything with that.
Okay.
If there's anybody that's not been doing too well, there should be some improvements and recoveries there.
Okay. I have a daughter that lives in Indiana that's not been doing too well.
Okay. I feel as though you hear about some improvements with her and some good things. So
okay. Keep
our fingers crossed.
Good.
One thing I want to be careful with is still my finances and people at work for some reason. Is there still a threat at work of some kind or with people that are connected there still? Or
well,
I kind of want to watch my back a little bit still.
I'm not sure. They keep telling me they want to give me a raise, and there's a new, you know, when the management position comes open, they tell me that I'm slotted to go there, so we'll see.
Huh. So you're waiting for a raise and a promotion then?
Uh-huh.
Is there somebody that would want to stop that from happening, or does that make sense?
Hopefully not now, but there was.
Okay.
Yeah, there was,
okay.
But hopefully not now. I don't, you know,
okay.
I hope not.
Okay. I'm on the line with it. I can see it coming, but then I can feel like there was some friction with it at one time, or...
Well, there was. The office manager who was there, and she's no longer there, caused a lot of problems, and, you know.
Okay.
She was holding, you know, she was stopping a lot of things that were supposed to be going for me.
Oh, good.
But
okay.
She's no longer there.
Right, okay. Yeah. And that's basically how they're making me feel.
Okay.
I'm feeling like it comes through, it goes through. Now, I feel like they add more to my workload. I want to be careful about that or try to take advantage of me.
Yeah.
There might be a little bit of a danger there.
Yeah.
So it's like they're bold enough to say, well, now we want you to do this, and we want you to, you know what I mean? It just kind of like never ends, or it's just where you're bringing stuff home. You don't want to go there either.
No. Uh-uh.
You know, even though that it's productive and could be beneficial, you don't want to burn yourself out, so...
Yeah,
or overload.
That's why I'm hoping this, you know, my spiritual side starts picking up a little bit, so I can do some more, and I'm not stuck in a 9-to-5 for the rest of my life.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's see. I'm not really getting anything major though until the middle of May.
Okay.
And I am getting, I want to be careful that I don't set up a situation where they can just keep loading me up, too. I want to make sure I'm going to be spending time on that, too.
Right.
I feel like I'm also, the people around me are going to be demanding, and it could be the coworkers that are coming in or coming on board. Or
right.
It seems like it gets to be too much, or they're really maybe like taking advantage of me, but... Be alert to this, and people around me, too. People around me in business and work wearing me down. You see it starting, stop it right away.
Okay.
And I'm feeling like I want to stay put for right now. I really don't want to make any changes, major changes, until like the middle of May, end of May anyway. So it's okay for things to unfold a little slow. Don't panic or worry about it. I just feel like you're somewhat safe and secure, and it's not permanent. I'm hearing it's only until something better comes along or things change for you. So you're not going to be drowning there and stuck there. You are going to change lifestyle, I'm hearing. And I'm hearing tell that this is only temporary. It's like a stepping stone. So. Was there anything else you were wondering about? That I didn't touch on, or
I'm in a relationship that I moved to Arizona. The main reason was because of this man that I moved to Arizona to be around, and that seems to be changing.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know.
You're wondering how it's.
I'd like. I wish that it wasn't happening, but.
Right. How long ago did you move there, and how long?
About a year and a half ago.
About a year and a half.
Yeah, I've been here a year and a half.
And And now it's not what you wanted it to be?
Well, it's, you know, it's, how do I say it?
Well, I think
he can't give me what he want, what he thinks that I want.
Right.
That's it. So he's pulling back, and in fact, I barely even talk to him anymore, you know.
Right.
But yet he'll still do it. He'll call once in a while, or he pops up, and, like, you know, he has to check up on me and make sure that I'm okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He knows that the reason I'm sad is because of what he, how it's been, you know, the changes. So it's kind of hard.
I believe.
It's not that I don't think he cares, because I think he cares a lot for me.
Yeah, he cared a lot for you. He might
but
have.
But I think he's scared too, also, you know.
Yeah, he is.
He's went back. He's went back to his wife and.
Yeah. He just said everything I was going to say. He just took it from me, but. There was a lot of things that he didn't tell you about, too.
Yeah,
I feel.
Probably. Yeah, there was.
And they came out later on, and I believe some of it was another relationship, and yeah, I think you said it was his wife he went back to, or?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he went back to his wife.
So, in a way, you were kind of misled, kind of. Not maybe intentionally. You know what I mean? It was caught up in the moment.
Yeah.
And now the real deal is coming out, and,
yeah,
and it's not pleasant.
No.
And I feel like I was kind of like confused and taken advantage of, and but I don't feel like it was actually, like you said, it wasn't really all deliberate type thing or viciously. More that he was confused and didn't know what he wanted either.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and I feel like there was two hearts brought together under those conditions, and either knowing or thinking they knew what they wanted and finding out that they didn't get what they wanted or needed what they got.
Yeah.
And
I still don't think he's going to be happy with it, but that's not my part. You know, he's made his choices, I guess, this way a little bit. And I can't change those.
Yeah.
I wouldn't change them anyway.
Yeah, and I would be, I'd like to say, you know, if you're going to clear everything up, come together, and live happily ever after, but at this time, I just don't see that happening, because there's still so much confusion involved, and,
and that's why I'm trying to keep myself busy with other things.
What's that?
That's why I'm keeping myself busy with other things.
Yes, that was a thought of mine. Throw yourself into actually and being pushed into work.
Yeah.
And and to keep me busy and to move
forward.
And
that's why I got the chance to go to Texas to do a new venture and talk about it, then certainly I would travel and do that. You know?
I would definitely explore it, because I feel like I'm kind of where I am right now. I'm confused in a way. And there's a lot of iffy stuff here, and cloudy things going on, and the jaw. Everything's okay, but it's not really what I want. And I feel like, this, especially in the workplace, I could become overwhelmed, and eventually not happy with it,
right?
Because of the workload and the responsibility, and the, you know what I mean. So,
And I
just feel like through all of this, between your spirit guides and your mind and emotions, you're going to create another path, and it could very well be relocating to Texas and getting into something else.
Yeah.
And it may be connected to other males. Now, I don't know if you got brothers or fathers or males.
No, I don't have a brother, any brothers, and my father's dead. My stepdad's dead.
Interesting.
And my grandfather's dead, so there's no other males in my life.
The connection in Texas, is that a male?
It is a male. Yeah, but he's married.
I wonder if he would go above and beyond helping you, because I feel like it's either during the move or after you get set up.
Well, actually, he's talking about me coming down and talking to his partner, and he spoke to his wife and said that they'd like for me to come and stay with him while I'm down there. So
interesting. And he has a partner, so that's your two males then.
Yeah, two males.
I feel like they help you a lot. I'm really leaning in that direction.
Yeah, Well, and you know, he's offering to help me a lot, and
you know,
I guess I have a trust issue because I don't really know this person, you know.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I don't blame you. And
yeah.
It should be a process that unfolds slowly, and I think that's why they're pushing me to say you really don't do anything anyway until like the middle of May, end of May.
Yeah.
And take your time to think things out and sort things out, and by then
yeah.
maybe you'll get to know him better. Maybe go down for a visit and see how it is first, maybe 1 or 2 days, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking. Go down for a couple of days and
yeah.
we'll see how it feels and what,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I would never say to anybody through the advice of a psychic, yes, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
I would only say to them, just weigh the info and what you felt
yeah.
and heard and weigh it
yeah.
in the balance.
I mean, his energy feels really good.
Yeah.
He's enthusiastic. He doesn't
yeah.
push.
Yeah. yeah.
But at the same time, you know.
Right.
So all of those are pluses.
Right.
But still, like I said, in the back of my mind, it's like,
yeah.
you know, you
yeah.
don't know the person. And.
Exactly. So you got to be cautious.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
yeah. And you never use the advice of a psychic to make a major decision like this. You just kind of like listen to what's being said.
Exactly.
You know? And I'm
feeling, like I said, I give readings too, and I certainly don't
yeah.
expect anybody to think that what I say is set in
right.
rock,
right.
you know.
Right. You know, unless I specialize, I mean, there's some readers that specialize in, say, Reiki, or they have degrees on the wall, and they, or they work for an organization where they can say they're a therapist or a massager. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then you can go and expect them to be professionally guided.
Well, and like I said, I'm a hypnotherapist.
Right, so you have a certificate and able to say, you know, this part you can follow and listen to because I've been trained and I know what I'm doing, so.
Right, exactly.
But in this case here, I'm leaning towards, and what I'm feeling is like things are confusing and not going well for you right now, and it might have been, and it's been up and down, and right now it's confusing and cloudy, and that you pull out of this, and like you need more and you need a change, and these
yeah.
things are coming to you, and I'm pretty sure you're going to lean in that direction. So,
okay.
So when you see it unfolding, then you know that's what I was picking up on.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay, Michael.
And thank you for calling the show. Tell your friends about us.
I will do that. I speak highly of you all the time, Michael.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Bless.
Thank you for your time. Bless.
Okay. All right, everybody, there's probably a lot of calls. I don't think I got to give the number out again. You're listening to Michael Goger with your inner thoughts here on BBS Radio. Hi, caller.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
I'm Sue.
Sue?
Yes.
Okay. What? Where are you calling from, Sue?
New Brunswick, Mike.
New Brunswick. Okay. What's, your...
Hi.
Uh-huh.
You don't recognize my voice.
Oh, my...
It's Sue.
Sue, okay.
Yes, Sue, yes.
Oh, boy, you sound different on the phone.
Oh, do I?
Yep, and, I really get wrapped up into what I'm doing, and, I can be fooled with, because I'm not really, where I'm usually at when I'm with you. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
So, welcome to the show. Where'd you
call? Thank you.
Okay. Sue is a very good friend of mine, and she takes care of my info page here at the radio station.
I can't believe that I finally got through after weeks of trying.
Good. I hear that a lot. It's very busy. That's a good sign, though.
Very good sign, Mike.
Good. And there's a lot of things going on here at BBS, so...
What's that?
I want to talk to you later on about it, other things, other ideas I got, and what we can do, and as far as getting guests lined up maybe on the show and announcing them, and you know what?
I had a thought today, Mike. I had a thought that we should have somebody come on and give you a reading.
That's good. You know, I heard that when I was meditating today.
You did not.
I did. I can't believe this. I heard somebody saying exactly what you just said to me.
I got the thought today. Somebody needs to go on there and give Mike a reading.
And, it was so strong, I actually felt like somebody was going to. I don't know if I would do it, though.
Why not?
I guess I would. I don't know. I don't really look for readers. I don't know. It would be fun. What's that, Don?
I did.
Okay.
I did. I just ran and turned it down. I was in the other room. I tried to cover up the phone so nobody would hear me.
Okay. So, are you okay? Can you hear?
I'm good.
Loud and clear?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Well, anyway, I was in the future. I like to have guests on, but it's the footwork and hooking it up and announcing it and scheduling.
Oh yeah, I'm game for that, Mike.
So I'm feeling we can maybe head in that direction in the near future.
That's exciting.
Okay, so let's go with your reading here. I want to give
all
you.
All right.
I keep hearing balance with you. They want me to focus on balance, meditate on balance. It's important to me.
Okay.
I feel like I might have been thinking about it even, or actually examining what needs to be tweaked up or what needs to be slowed down, and emotionally, mentally, and physically. So I feel like I've been in deep thought, really, and trying to benefit myself in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I feel like this is going to continue. And I'm really looking at relationships, too, and my relation to them.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like maybe there was somebody new or about to become new in my life now. I'm getting an issue with a certain person or a couple of people. But there's a negativity with this. Sue, is there anybody new? Any new friends or any strangers in your life? Or are you thinking about you want to get into something and you're not really sure it's for you?
I don't know.
Is it making sense at all?
Well, it's kind of somebody I have my eye on.
No, I'm not really going to. This is more of a friendship or business interaction.
Okay.
Or like I want to buy something or sign something or make a deal with someone. I want to be careful with this for some reason.
Okay.
I don't know if it's real estate property or a big purchase, or I just feel like I'm going to want to maybe use the services of someone.
Okay.
Or agree to something with someone. And I feel like they may not be as honest as you are giving them credit for.
Okay.
Or you might not be getting what you think you're going to get. So kind of keep an eye out for that.
Okay, but it's a big purchase, you say.
I feel like it's a significant thing going on here. It's enough for me to bring this out in a reading anyway. I don't know if you're buying a car or jewelry or whatever.
Okay.
I just feel like it's something that you... I want to go to... friendships? Why do I feel associated to this? I want to say friends, but then I feel like I'm doing something with them, buying something off of them, or going to weird, almost like neighbors buying or selling property off of each other. It's a weird feeling. Does that make sense to you? Nothing at all, huh?
Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's confusing. Because I know a little bit about you. I mean, I don't know a lot about you, but I'm even...
I want to buy out my house. Right? But...
So you're thinking about selling your house, then?
No, I'm thinking about buying my house.
Oh, you're thinking about buying...
From my ex. I own half of it.
Okay.
That's the only thing that I can think of.
I think that's what this is. because they're making me feel, they keep saying, no, I feel like I'm related and connected and I'm doing something with property.
Okay, then that's exactly what it is.
And the only thing I can come up with was like two farmers wanting to buy property off of each other, and they're bickering back and forth of the value.
Okay, that's exactly what it is then.
Yeah, and it was like the only way they could make me feel what I needed to feel. And so it is the property and the real estate and this back and forth negotiating with it.
Okay.
Okay, I don't want to say he's going to be dishonest or go out of his way to hurt you, but he might be a little tricky, or the lawyers might be a little tricky.
Okay.
With this, so especially if it becomes active between now and the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of keep an eye on whatever it is you're signing, whatever you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of a warning. Was it going to be starting up by the end of May?
Not to my knowledge, but I mean, it could start any time.
Okay. All right. Well, if it does, it's probably what I'm picking up on.
Okay.
And you want to scrutinize everything. Okay, even if you have to go to the point of even changing a lawyer, maybe, or getting another lawyer. Or
okay.
You might even have to go that far.
All right.
So just keep that in mind. It was just a message they wanted to deliver.
Good.
Okay, now I go into... And then there's a celebrating, too, connected to property matters and the splitting of... And, I'm leaning towards it going in your way, but if there is things that needed to be watched.
Okay.
I feel like you will eventually wind up with the home.
Good.
And it'll be a happy experience, but not after you, like, pick your way through the details and, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind, because I'm getting that. I'm hearing tell her there will be a housewarming. So I don't want you leaving with... I don't want you leaving with the thought that you're not going to get your home. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, all right. Now, I can feel you wanting me to talk about relationships and romance. So, I'm being pulled there, too. But it's very heavy, I'd say around the middle of May. Middle of May, there's an increase in... the energy and the activity with relationships and better halves. I'm hearing unions and engagements and weddings, but I don't want to do this to you because it's a little vague and it could be a friend.
Right.
So, but it seems very deep and very close, and it seems to really get active around, like I said, the beginning of May, from May on. The energy and the cycles with relationships and activities with it increase. So keep your fingers crossed. You're definitely headed in the right direction anyway.
Good.
It's all about what I think is going to happen is you're going to probably as you go into May, middle of May, end of May, there's going to be more activity with the home. Your ex and the stuff that goes with that, and relationships starting up around you, an increase in celebrations going to. Is there a wedding coming up that you know of?
No, not that I know of.
Connected to something maybe the two of you would go to, an event the two of you would be at the same time. Be alert to that.
Okay.
Because I feel like there's a bond and it comes out of some type of event or gathering that I'm at with the person that I got my eye on.
Okay.
For some reason, I don't know why I'm being made to feel that, but I feel like that could happen. So be alert to that. Okay?
Okay.
And, making me feel like they're making me feel childlike, like a little kid looking forward to spring and summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm all giggly about something and excited. It's going to be a good summer, very exciting for me.
That's promising.
That's how they're making me feel, like it's going to be different. I got changes going on within myself. It's going to be emotional and mental, and they keep saying physical changes. So, and it leads to a deeper healing than normal. It goes into my mind and my emotions, the healings of summer and spring. So, I feel good about this. Things are going to turn around, especially socially and relationship-wise. Big turnaround. It should be obvious by say the middle of May. Within 30 days, you'll start seeing signs of it. And then the cycles are all friendly. Relationship-friendly, friend-friendly, social-friendly. That's when it picks up and gets active. That's about all.
That's great, Mike.
I think I'll leave you with that, Sue.
Well, thank you.
I hope it helped you. I touched on what you wanted to hear and what you needed to hear.
Absolutely.
Very good. And I'll be looking for you online.
Okay.
I'll be around. You have a good day, Sue. I'm thrilled
to
have through.
Okay. Happy Easter.
Happy. Thank you, Sue. Tell your friends about us.
Oh, you know it.
All right. Okay. All right, everybody, you're listening to You're in the Thoughts, the second half of You're in the Thoughts. I'm Michael Goger, and I'm here for 2 hours every Sunday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And caller, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Hi, welcome to the show. What's your first name?
Felicia.
Lisa?
Felicia.
Felicia.
Yeah.
Felicia, where are you calling from, Felicia?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. That's good. You get a lot of calls from North Carolina. That's good. A lot of friends there. I love the internet. I love the global connection. There's nothing like internet talk radio. Okay, Felicia, you heard me reading, and I'll jump into your message. How's that sound?
Okay.
This is interesting. I'm getting a strong connection with you and metaphysics and spirituality, and I'm feeling very young but old. So how old are you, Felicia, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm almost 18.
How old?
I'm almost 18.
50?
I'm almost 18.
Almost 18?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You sound and feel older, so.
I act really mature for my age.
You what?
I act really mature.
I feel that you're very mature. And there's a reason for it. I feel like you're an old soul. You've been through this. You've been through this a few times, so which is a good thing. A teacher. I'm hearing a teacher. You'll grow up to help a lot of people. Felicia, Felicia, I want to stay in school. You got school issues on your mind, the college and training?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to graduate next year,
okay.
And I'm going to start going to college.
Okay, that's what I'm feeling, and you're going to be very successful. Also, a connection to the arts. Now, put that on the side, the arts for now. And I'm also feeling with you, government and politics. And you got a mixed bag of abilities and talents that you can bring out and work with. So I almost want to say I'm traveling overseas even, like an exchange student or with the college I go to, I got to maybe fly or go on a boat and relocate. So I feel like I'm maybe going to college out of state or by the water. I feel like there's an older male authority. This could be a trustee or your father or some type of a counselor or a guide, maybe helping you with some of the things you got to go through and arranging things you got to go through. And I feel like you're an open book, Felicia. Like you can almost pick what it is you want to do and go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of talent there, and you just need to decide what it is you want to do. I mean, you can even go into law if you wanted to. What is your interest?
I was going to school to be a lawyer.
To a lawyer, because they're showing me a picture of a lawyer, and I'm scared of her. She's got a lot of power, so this is how they're making me feel. And in order for me to feel that way, I'm feeling this in you, and there'd be no stopping you, so... By all means, stay and pursue your education. Also, I don't know if you feel pulled to the arts. For some reason, I want to say sculpture. I don't know why. It's a weird feeling, like I'm a sculpture for some. Like I'm creating and also in the arts. And this could be music or drawing or even the spiritual arts, because I feel like you have some abilities and experiences with the spiritual arts also, some talent, a very deep understanding of life and the things around you.
What?
People that are coming into your life and why they come into your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you have these abilities and talent, and you're going to do a lot with it. But everything is wrapped up in your education. With this reading here, so definitely, yeah, I feel you graduating, and I feel you basically pursuing a higher education, and probably even going out of state or traveling because of it. Okay.
Mhm.
And that's about it. Probably all I can help you with right now, Felicia. Is there anything I missed out on, or something you were wondering about I didn't hit?
Well, right now I'm going through, like, this time with a guy in a relationship. We were together for 6 months, and then we split up, but we're still talking.
Yeah.
And I have no clue how this is going to work or anything, because I still love him, but he's overseas right now because he's in the Marines, and when he comes home, he wants to propose to me.
I was just going to say, I feel like he... is in the military in a way, or will be going away. Did he go away yet, or is he coming back, or?
He's coming back in 3 months.
Okay. I feel as though, because, you know, I was rubbing my chest, and they were showing me a boat on the ocean, and the boat was coming back, and,
Yeah, he's on the ship right now.
Yeah, I feel like, and it affected my heart, and his heart, and it's deep, and you were wondering about it, and it's only right that you would be wondering about something like this. I feel he does come back. I feel like this might have gotten away a little bit, or changed things a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you might be a different person, and he might be a different person when you eventually get back together again.
Mm-hmm.
So I would kind of keep everything kind of open and open to each other's perception. How is he acting? Like he wants to get a little further away from you?
No. At first when we split up, he was pushing me away because he was leaving. But now he wants to get back with me, and we're talking over the internet because that's the only way we do talk. And he wants to get back with me. I don't know.
And you don't know? Okay.
I'm scared too when he's overseas like he is.
Okay. And that's basically just what I said. I feel like the reasons you pulled apart was because the Marines had something to do with it. And not only that, he's growing and he's young. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you're both different people, and you're going to change even more when you eventually get together. And it's going to be just like two people just basically meeting and discovering each other again. So I don't think you can make a decision until he gets home and he gets settled in.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that would be the best way of handling this. Yeah. Just keep it friendly, keep it open, keep it close, but let him do what he's got to do and come home, and then together you can figure out what way it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And try to explain that to him. You know, I'm here for you, we are close, but let's get you home first and settled in before we make decisions.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, Felicia, I'll leave you with that, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Okay, and blessings to your friend overseas. Okay,
you
have a good day.
You too.
Okay, Felicia, thank you for calling the show, and tell your friends about us.
I will.
Okay, thank you. And I'd like to say to everybody, you know, especially on Easter, there's a lot of our sons and daughters overseas in harm's way. And take a moment, say a prayer for them. Sometime today, send your love and energy. Right or wrong, they're doing what they know is right in their hearts, and they're protecting us and keeping us safe. So, okay, welcome BBSRadio.com, the fastest, biggest internet radio station in the universe. And it's only getting bigger and better. Hi, caller. Caller? Mommy? Okay, let me tell you about it. Hi, caller.
Hi there.
Hi.
Michael, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
First name is Don.
Don?
Yes.
Good. Where are you calling from, Don?
Michigan.
Michigan. Good. Happy Easter.
Well, thank you. Same to you. You and yours.
Okay, thank you. You got a radio voice. I almost want to go to your show.
I do.
I wish I had your voice. I guess my voice is all right. It's different and unique, but you got a nice voice, too.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I enjoy your show. I enjoy listening to your readings.
Good. Thank you, Don.
They ring true in the heart.
Thank you, Don. I try to give a little bit of everything, and I'm really not sure what I am. I just open my mouth, and it flows out of me. So whatever it is, it works. And I thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
I'm kind of
surprised I got through here.
Good. I'm glad you did.
Well, thank you.
I hear that from everybody. I get emails from people that say, I've been trying for a year. I'm giving up. Don't give up. Just keep hitting redial. Okay. Let's see. I'm getting drama with women for some reason, or relationships. Right off the bat, I just feel like there might be some issues with the female. I don't know if it's relationship or family, but...
It was probably a past relationship, I would say.
Okay, it's not going to be the whole reading. It's just hitting me with it. Might have been through it or recovering from it or...
Yeah, more or less recovering from it. Did you want me to touch base on it a little bit with her?
Let me just see what flows. First of all, they're making me want to say that I will, that there's going to be healings here. I'm being pulled to like it might have been a while ago, not too long ago, but a long enough time where I'm kind of like over the initial shock anyway. And kind of recovering and getting stronger. So there are healings and it's going to get better. I learned a lot too, I feel I'm hearing to say.
Oh, yes.
Actually, some of the lessons and the experiences were kind of meant to be in a way. It was like I needed to learn some of the things I learned, and it kind of like opened my eyes a little bit. So
sure did. Make sense. Thank you.
Yeah. And it was kind of like heaven sent. As strange as it sounds, heartache and suffering is kind of heaven sent too. Sometimes it's hard to swallow, but it is, and it's because of the experiences that we and the lessons that we learn.
Yep, this is true.
And I'm feeling like the worst of the ride is over, and it was rough, and it's going to get smoother for me. I'm hearing tell them it's going to get a little smoother.
Okay.
And you did a good job protecting your health from through it all, and your mind. Even though you did get rocked a little bit, I feel like I was kind of protected, and I did a good job protecting protecting my health and my mind.
Okay, good. Well, the spirituality end of it really did help me, so.
Yeah, you did a pretty good job of it, because if it was somebody that wasn't quite as on top of things, they might have suffered a little more than you did. So that's how I'm feeling anyway.
Okay.
So, and you should be proud of that and happy for that. And I'm also feeling that there will be some appreciating and some rewards coming out of this now, at this time.
Okay.
You're in the part where the benefits from it will start appearing and being noticeable. I feel like it'll be kind of like in my financial and work world, where it's not interfering with that anymore. I can kind of like concentrate on creating and moving ahead again.
Okay.
I feel like maybe when this first started, it might have interfered with your money or your thoughts at work. And
most definitely.
Yeah, it kind of affected you in a way, kind of held you back. But you're in the part of it now where that's where it's going to get noticeable, kind of like at work. When you're at work, you're almost normal again and kind of your old self. And you can focus on making money or work and doing what it is you want to do. I feel like I'm on the verge of a promotion or a raise of some kind, so or something good coming through on the work front. So keep that in mind.
Okay, that would that kind of makes sense. Been kind of waiting for a little breakthrough there too.
Yeah, and it's almost like it's either a raise, promotion, or a venture, an offer, or a route, or an office, or something that I feel like I was given a bonus in a way, and it's helping me.
Okay, well, that would be good too.
Yeah. So I don't know, I don't know what you do or how you have your being in the work world, but whatever it is, there's something good coming through for you.
Okay.
And it's an upgrade and an increase. There may be some testing or interviewing with it, so be prepared and be on top of your P's and Q's.
Okay.
There's also some kind of a holiday or an event coming through that I'm going to have fun at, and I want to watch for it and make sure I go to. So any invites between now and the end of May, do go to it.
Okay.
It'll make a difference in your life and pay you off for you. Something with education too, with training. I'm going to be busy learning something new or wanting to or getting started. And I just feel like I'm going to learn something new in order to reap the benefits, I need to learn something or do something a little different maybe.
Okay.
So be willing to go either way with that.
Okay. Well, hopefully someday I can do what you do. Kind of working my way towards that, so.
That would be good. That would be good. I'm feeling with you, I keep hearing healing too. Healing. You must have an interest in healing because.
Yes, to some degree I do, yes. Learning, let's say that.
yeah. So, kind of like as you're developing, keep that kind of like in the forefront, maybe, I guess.
Okay.
Or your overall guide or goal. You know, like if you want to be a reader, like an energy, teaching people to meditate or move energy or laying of hands or Reiki or hypnosis, this type of thing.
Okay.
So you can combine it with this type of a field. So.
Okay, super.
A lot of traveling, too. I feel like I'm moving around a lot. Does that make sense?
Well, not in my life right at the moment, but I will definitely keep it in mind.
Even for work, you move around for work or money? Or?
No, I'm pretty much, I do a lot of local traveling in my job, but.
Okay, that might be that.
I don't, I'm on the move a lot, but.
That's what I'm feeling. I'm not sitting at a desk in one building.
No.
For 20 years. I'm not feeling that.
No,
I feel like I'm bouncing around, collecting or something, or fixing or the. Anyway, there's a lot of moving around in your work world, and it's kind of good for you. You kind of enjoy it, I feel like.
I do.
And it leads to other things,
okay.
Connections, friends, experiences, which is good for you, too. And there is a continued increase in metaphysical and spiritual matters. So I do feel you being on that path and that route, and it's definitely going to increase.
Okay, super.
Okay, and I'm hearing justice coming to you. I mean, even though there's been a few things in your life that you felt might have been unjust or unfair, you're heading into a cycle where there will be. I don't know why, but with relationships, I feel like they're tricky for me.
Yeah. Well, I guess when you put up walls, they can be tricky, right?
I feel like you hit it right on the head. You put up a wall. It's almost like you cause it sometimes.
Yeah, I will have to say that, yeah.
It's a strange feeling I'm getting with this when it comes to love and relationships and emotions. I feel like I'm going right to relationships with it, too. It's almost like you can't do no wrong in anything except men. And relationships is problems.
Okay.
And but everything else, you got this, and you sail right through it and do well.
Okay, super.
That's going to change through spiritual work.
Okay.
You're going to be able to improve that.
Okay. It makes sense.
Okay. And you know it, and you're aware of it, and you're working on it.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And you're on the right track, and you're going right to the right problem, and you're treating it the right way.
Okay.
I don't know if this helps you. I'm just hearing to tell you that.
Okay, good.
And you're going to get proof that it's working.
Okay, good.
Okay, and you're going to get spiritual and emotional and mental validations that you're on the right track and you're doing the right thing.
Okay, good.
And that it's working. And a lot of it, I want to keep blaming myself, like guilt or self-esteem or something with relationships or past experiences and creating emotional blockage. It's a weird feeling. It's
I guess that makes sense, Mike. Sure.
Yeah, I don't fully understand it, but I know it's deep and it goes back a ways, and it focuses on women and relationships. And I'm going to work through it. I'm going to work through it. And it's understanding, first of all, myself, that there is no lack, and I really am okay. And then it's understanding that the female, too, is different than what I perceived it, and I can accept them for. There's some acceptance there that's needed too. You need to accept certain things about the female energy and mind
in order to
work through this. So just kind of keep that in mind.
Okay, we'll definitely do that.
You know, and they want you to know that it's you, but it's not you. It's not, you know, you're gonna get through it, and it's okay.
Okay.
So lighten up. I think that the message here is to lighten up on yourself. Don't punish yourself.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
You know, because I feel like I kind of like punish myself in a way sometimes.
I won't deny it that I haven't done that.
You know, or blame myself. And then really there's no blame. It's a matter of perception and experience.
Okay.
And to remember that and to focus on it. There may be, I keep hearing, did we talk about something new in the job, something new coming, a raise, I think? Or,
yeah, you did mention that, yes.
Yeah, there is something new. They're going back to this, a new beginning, or could it be a job offer or a different job description?
That could very well be, sure.
I don't know if the possibilities are there. I'm leaning in that direction, believe it or not, so.
Okay, that would make sense. That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I'm getting an increase, but there's also a different job description or a different function. It's kind of a weird feeling, almost like I'm going to a new job, but it's within the old job, so it's a little confusing. So be prepared for anything.
Okay, that could make sense. Definitely.
Okay. And it might even increase the running around, the local running around, or make it a little bit longer local. I don't know. Almost like a district type thing, or just kind of like, you know, just be ready for anything. And
I will do that.
And you're going to do fine with it. And, you know,
I feel like you're really working on this thing with relationships, and I feel like by the end of May, you're kind of so sorted out and figured things out that you almost start creating more relationship energy and experiences where you're kind of like ready for it and things start to happen.
Okay, that would make sense, yep.
So I'm kind of like, it's almost like I've been through it, I hit bottom, I recovered, I learned, experienced, now I'm settled in and focused, and here I am, and you're at that stage, I would say like the middle of May, end of May.
Never doubt my inner voice again, right?
Right. No, really. And you're being guided, and you're doing well with it.
Okay.
I think the next time is going to be much more happier for you.
That's what I'm looking for.
Is what I'm hearing. And it's because of a lot of self-work that you did, too.
Okay.
You're going to go into it with an ally and an upper hand. Because
okay.
I'm feeling like the relationships begin to go better now. So, you got a lot to look forward to.
Okay. Super, Mike.
All right. And is there somebody now in the scene, or...
No, there's not. I was just,
Now, the old one, the one that there was problems with, is she still on the scene, or...?
No, she's not. Well, I don't want her back on the scene, let's say that.
Right. Okay. I'm feeling that. But is she still there and interacting and...
Well, she's... I guess she would want to be on the scene.
Yeah.
Just let me give you a quick rundown here. I've got sole custody of my son, and she's done a couple of threats here recently about going back to court and whatever, but, and I guess that I would just prefer to avoid that. I don't know if you can kind of understand that.
Yep. I understand it 100%. 100%. Was there talk and threats of it? Because there was legal stuff I was being shown in the beginning of the reading. Was she claiming she wants more money or wants to change the custody? Or?
Well, maybe she would want some more visitation.
More visitation?
Yeah. I don't. I mean, I don't pay her any money, and I don't take nothing from her.
Right.
I guess it's one of those situations where,
right.
Well, if you stay away, that works for me.
Right.
I guess it's just better off that way. It's not that I really wanted it that way,
okay.
But it's for the benefit of the child.
Okay. And that's what I'm hearing, too. It's good news for the child. What you're saying is good news for the child, and that's really your concern. And you get that. You get what you need for to make this work. I wouldn't put it past a flare-up with her or something else going on with her, so...
Okay, well, that wouldn't surprise me either, so I guess
okay.
I have prepared myself, without a doubt.
Yeah, prepare yourself and be ready for it. And for some reason, I would say like the next 3 weeks, and then kind of like in the beginning of May, things go your way, both legally and... emotionally and mentally with this.
Okay.
Like she may all of a sudden there might be a flare-up with her, and then she makes a little noise and the wheels are squeaking, and then it kind of plays out, and then for some reason it gets better or goes away.
Okay. Well, she already did kind of start up a little flare-up, but
okay.
I guess nothing became of it yet, to be honest with you, so I was just...
I feel like she likes to make noise.
You got that right.
And she's in this noise-making cycle here, and then towards the end of, I say, like I said, the first week of May, middle of May, it seems like it's not an issue no more, and things are pretty well set, and we know how it's going to go, and that's the way it's going to be.
Okay, super.
And I feel like it's in your favor, both financially and emotionally and legally.
Okay, good.
So, all right, buddy.
Okay, Michael.
Okay, done.
Let you move on to the next reader here, and I greatly appreciate it, and have yourself a blessed Easter.
You too, buddy.
Okay. God
bless things and good luck with everything.
Thank you. Be well, Phil.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. And if you go... You know, if you go to the front page of BBS Radio, you'll see what the owner does to me. Go there and look at my picture. He's got a set of eyeballs popping out of my sunglasses. Ah, oh, he's lucky I love him. I love you, Don. BBS Radio rocks. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Welcome to the show.
Yes, I heard about your show through Allie in New York. She posted the bulletin, and so I've been trying to call you ever since.
Fantastic. Welcome to my show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Debbie.
Debbie? Okay.
Yes.
What part of the world are you calling from, Deb?
I'm from Lewisville, Texas. It's near Dallas.
Texas?
Yes.
Okay, near Dallas. Wow, good. I'm glad you got through.
I can't believe I did.
Good. Good, thank you. How do you like the show so far?
I like it. I like it a lot.
Good, thank you. And I'll jump into the reading. You've been listening to me read, so I'll just jump into your reading, Deb, and see what way I can answer a question and help you somehow.
Okay.
Thank you, Allie, for promoting me. Allie's,
Allie is the best.
She is. She's a sweetheart. I just met her not too long ago, and very interesting lady. And I'd like to know.
Yeah.
I'd like to meet more of her and interact with her more. And MySpace. I love MySpace too. It's a good way to interact.
Really.
Okay. Let's see, Deb. I'm going right to work, business, and then I feel like it's my life is changing quite a bit too in many different ways. I feel like I'm off onto a new adventure or a new lifestyle. Is this making sense for you? Is there things in the work world changing, or are you? I want to say everything. I want to say I'm moving, I'm changing jobs and relationships, and I feel very active with you. A lot of different changes coming and going around, but I am really leaning towards the work and the business and the finances.
Right. It kind of makes sense because I guess for about a month now, I have sensed that there are going to be a lot of changes about myself, but I don't know what it is.
Okay. I'm feeling, first of all, I'm feeling negotiations. So are you trying to accomplish something with someone or in work or business? Is there are you waiting for an answer on something, an approval? Or I am. Okay. Are you looking for a job or are you working? Or, I mean,
I'm happy where I work at. I'm working on getting a rather large raise, and the reason being is because I am living in my old boss's house, and I'm trying to buy the house, and she wants me to buy the house, but I can't get a 6% interest rate is what I need.
Okay.
So we're about to negotiate that.
Yeah, this is exactly how I'm feeling, and it's life-changing and life-altering, and now you want to buy the house that you're in?
Right.
Okay, I would pick up on that, and I feel like this is what I'm picking up on, and you go from renting to owning, and it involves negotiations and dealings back and forth. So I feel like there's going to be a lot of thoughts and activity and action with this between now and, say, up until the end of May. And I do feel like your raise comes through, too, or a promotion, I think you said, or there's it's something beneficial kicks in, and there's a chain reaction. Will the raise and the promotion help you get the house?
Yes, it would.
Okay, they're going to go hand in hand. They're showing me two hands, and one hand gets it, and then the other hand gets it. So I believe it's going to be a chain reaction here. And be patient. There'll be times with this where you want to get frustrated or feel like it's not going to happen. And I'm feeling like I need to be patient and to believe. And just believe it's going to happen and allow it to happen. So don't what I mean? Don't get discouraged if it's a little slow or you're not hearing it fast enough.
that totally makes sense.
Yeah, there might be times where it's like, oh man, this ain't gonna happen, or it don't look too good. It might go back and forth, but I do feel that it does go in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel that it helps you do the things that you want to do, which is buy the house.
Right.
So I'm leaning very heavily towards, especially, I don't know how soon you needed this to happen, but I'm feeling like at the end of May, it's much more foreseeable or doable, or, you know what I mean? You can actually see, like, this could happen, and it's going my way.
Right.
And there's an expansion for you, too. You're going from a renter to a homeowner. I'm feeling like that. I feel like I expanded in different ways, and that's how you feel when you become an owner.
Right.
And it changes your status in a way. You're now a property or a homeowner, and I'm getting the feelings and the experiences that go with it, and meeting people that I'll be meeting because of it, you know, and the business end of it, and the interacting with these people. I feel like I'm going to travel, but I feel like it's going to be delayed or canceled, too. So do you have plans to go somewhere or do something between now and the end of May?
Not between now and the end of May, but I do in my imagination, I do.
You must think about it all the time.
I do. I keep thinking that I'm going to get a lot of money, and I'm going to live on the Caribbean at a beach somewhere and sell snow cones.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're showing me a beach with sand, but then again, I mean, everybody thinks that way, but with you,
right.
I kind of like, it's almost like that's all you think about, or you're trying to make it happen through visualization, which is a good thing. And when you dwell on something, you become what you dwell on, and if you dwell on something long enough, you can make that or the events and people involved with it come to you. So
you are right on.
Yeah, hold it in your heart and in your mind. And
yes, and then further down in my imagination, see, I have bought this house, and when I go to the Caribbean, I can just give it to my children.
That works. Are you going to take a dog with you? Because there's a dog running around on the beach here.
No way, because I...
You got one in spirit?
No, and I hope that you and your callers that are listening don't flip against me, but I hate dogs. But there's been a lot of things happen about dogs, so it's funny that you mentioned that.
Were you bit by a dog? On a leg or something? Or? There's something there is something with dogs for some reason.
Oh, that is actually funny. I have been told by my friends that I need to love dogs so I can get past it.
Oh, you have a fear of dogs?
Don't have a fear of them. I just don't like them.
Oh.
They're too much work. They mess up things.
That's weird.
That is very weird.
And another thing with reptiles, do you collect lizards or snakes or something with reptiles? Or?
No.
That's weird. And then a lot of animal imagery here. You don't live on a farm. No,
but this house does back up to a green belt. There are all kinds of animals back there. I've had bobcats in my backyard.
Huh.
I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
I'm not quite sure. And the dog thing. Issues with a dog.
That is weird.
Yeah, it's almost like I take a dog with me on my
Caribbean cruise. But anyway, it could be just there's an issue there, and you were talking about it, thinking about it. But anyway, I do feel like I was kind of, or I might feel like I was in a rut or being held back. And I'm going to be working my way out of that. I don't know if this makes sense, but kind of like the events leading up to, or even a situation I'm in now, kind of like for many different reasons I can't get or do the things I want to do, and that should start clearing up for you.
Good.
It's like a wind of change I'm hearing. The wind of change is coming. And like I said, by the end of May, you'll be almost like a different person and doing different things. So you got a lot of changes coming for you. Relationships. Are you breaking up or separated, or are you going through it with a friend, or is a split?
No, I'm divorced after. Being with the guy for 30 years, and I'm just not really looking for a relationship.
Right. Okay. But you are divorced then?
Yes.
Is it recent, or?
5 years ago.
No. This could be. Was there a friendship? Did you just have an argument with someone, or a friendship end, or? Or there's some issues between you and a friend? Well, I'm getting some kind of a drama or an argument blowing over or getting better between you and another person. Just write it down. This could be between now and the end of May, too, and they're just letting me know that maybe you could be heading there. And if it does, you're going to... don't panic, because I feel like it not being that big of a deal and it's blowing over.
Right.
And that the two of you are going to come to an understanding. Now, that or there is an issue now going on that needs a healing, and you're going to see that happen. So it can go either way with this, a peace treaty, a settlement. Okay.
Okay.
And
maybe I'm in the middle of an argument with someone and don't know it yet.
It's either that or there's maybe one coming, and it could be you and a friend or a neighbor or a coworker. So just, and I feel like, almost like, it was a misunderstanding or something wasn't interpreted right.
Well,
and once it's figured out, it blows over and gets better.
Okay.
So, and the reason I'm hearing this is because maybe it's coming and it's going to come out of nowhere, and it's going to be a misunderstanding, and then you'll know this is what he was talking about.
Right.
And once all the facts are out, that it's going to blow over and clear up. So I wouldn't panic if something like that does happen.
Okay.
All right. So, let's see. Is there anything else that you needed to hear about? Or?
No, I think it's... very ironic that you hit right on things that are going on with me. And you hit on my visualization. The dogs kind of had me freaked out, because there is an issue about dogs that my friends are always making fun of me about. And so the last time I was with a dog, it was at the St. Patrick's Day parade. They decided in Dallas that you could bring your dog.
Oh.
So I went with my daughter and her dog.
Oh.
And I decided, Debbie, you need to get over this. And I loved that dog with every bit of my being, as it was all over my car.
Wow. So it was an issue then with you and with the dog thing.
That is funny. It's funny. It's kind of ironic.
Yeah. They want you to put the dog inside your visualization and take it to the beach. I think you're going to take care of two issues with one visualization.
Right.
And you'll see how it goes. It's going to be successful.
I'll call you and let you know how that works out for me.
You got such a good energy. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much, Mike.
And thank you for calling. Tell your friends about me and BBS Radio.
Oh, I definitely will.
Okay, and if you see Allie, tell her probably be seeing more of me.
Okay, I sure will.
Okay.
Happy Easter.
Thank you. Happy Easter, and take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, everybody, if you would like to get me in private, you can email me, michael_goger1@yahoo.com, or you can email michaelg@michaelgoger.com. I got two emails I'll respond to. And if you'd like to know more about me, add me to your MySpace, check MySpace. www.michaelgoger.com is my website. There's information there. Add me to your Yahoo and your PalTalk friends list, Michael_Goger. Just add me. I'll accept the invite. And join my Yahoo group. Search the groups for your inner thoughts. That's my group. And we're bringing it back to life because the Internet sometimes is a little unstable, and if one don't work, the other one will. And you'll get to hear. I have a mailing list at my website. You can join that. So get on my mailing list and my contacts and stay on top. I am available in private, $20 for a half hour. Can't go wrong. Hi, caller. Caller, hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi, yeah. I was wondering what you
Can we get you to turn down your internet, please, caller?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do right now. Okay, I'm going to mute it. Sorry about that.
Okay. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you very much. I'll go in the other room. Yeah, I was wondering what you saw in my future or currently that's going on that might give me some direction.
Okay. What's your first name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca? Where about you calling from?
The Bay Area in California.
Oh, good. You're a regular listener or you just stumbled on us? Or?
This is the first time that I've listened to your show.
Oh, fantastic. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's really good. I just actually caught the tail end of the woman that you were recently talking to right before me, so.
Oh, okay. You're on her MySpace. It was word of mouth and type thing, or?
No, I was on BBS Radio.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. No, you were just listening to the station and heard us talking.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, your question, let me just give you what I'm getting real quick, because I know I'm getting to the end of my time here, and I'll just get out what I'm feeling. Okay, you had a specific question? What was it?
I was just thinking about a career.
Okay, career, and where it's headed. I feel like it's, there is going to be a turnaround. I feel like I'm going from, I feel like I'm going to become more satisfied. I feel like maybe I'm a little unsatisfied now, and I'm hearing a turning point.
Uh-huh.
There is a turning point in your choices, decisions, and experiences in the work world, and it's for the better. I feel like I'm going from maybe unhappy and mediocre to very happy and excited, so you are on the right track, and there is definitely an increase in finances.
Uh-huh.
Now, there may be a move or some type of a journey or a travel because of this or connected to it. I don't know if that helps you or not.
Mm-hmm.
But it may be connected to the turning point and the change that I'm going to experience.
Okay.
In the work world. And let's see. I feel like I'm also visiting, and people are visiting me. So there's some interacting here.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's with family, friends, coworkers, or neighbors, but I feel like I'm being helped and I'm being connected by the visiting and the coming and goings.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they're coming to me and they're saying, look, listen to this, or I'm going to them and I'm bumping into it and they're saying, this is for you, just do it this way, do it that way. But pay attention to the people that are coming in and out of my life between now and, say, the end of May.
Okay.
Because they could help you a lot with what's going on in your work world and your business and finances. And I'm feeling them as being friends and visitors and interacting with you, so do pay attention to that.
Okay.
Now, there's a definite increase. I'm not worried about losing. I'm not worried about failing. I feel like almost like I can't do no wrong, and whatever I'm into is going to work and be successful. I feel like I'm on the right track. I feel like I'm even getting some hints of, for some reason, government and politics being involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
Or a connection to it somehow. I don't know if it comes out of it or it's connected to it, but keep that in mind. It might be a hint on what direction you want to go in or with who, so keep that in mind.
Okay.
And I'm also getting personal achievement. I feel like it's a part of me in my heart and my soul, and I'm also happy. So whatever this is, it's in my soul, and I'm happy with it, and it's satisfying what needs to be satisfied within myself, because I don't think money is everything with this. I think some happiness and satisfaction is important, too.
Right.
And it's going to come with it.
Okay.
And I'm excited, and I'm proud. And other people notice this. They know that I worked hard for this, and I pulled it off, and then it's being given to me.
Okay.
Now, again with the travel, there may be some travel setting this up or because of it.
Okay.
Be able to or willing to. And then there's relationship, mingling in relationship. I don't know if you're married or your future relationship, but it may be mixed in with business and money and finances. I don't know if he's helping me do this or connect me, or he has the same interest, or it started that way and we're partners. But I feel like relationship-wise, my better half will play a role in where I'm going and where I'm headed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's meant to be, and it's successful, so don't be afraid of it and don't fight it if that does occur.
Okay.
And I'm feeling very, as I go into the end of May, I'm very family, I'm very satisfied. Things with family and friends are increasing and getting better, and I'm happy with it.
Okay, so potentially the job could be a move, and it may be out of the state. Is that a possibility?
Very much so. Very much so.
Okay, and
very much so.
I'm not married, but there's somebody that I really like, and so
could definitely become an ally and very involved in the move and the job and what it is you are pursuing.
Okay.
And there may be signs of it. It could be the thing that makes the relationship a relationship.
Okay.
He might be interested or involved or connected to whatever it is you're chasing.
Uh-huh.
And I would encourage it or even try to create it because it could be successful.
With this person, you're saying?
Yeah, with this person and whatever he has to offer.
Okay.
Okay, and I feel like he'll be interested in it. Now, and you're going to be very pleased. I feel like I get what I want, and I feel like I get it when I want it and how I want it, and I'm very happy with my personal goals and achievements, and I feel very goal-oriented, and I feel like I do have a hand in creation, and I know how to do it and use it, and in this case, I use it with this. I do feel that there, even with a relationship, there is one developing and could very well be encouraged and developed too. Not only changes in the job for the better, but also change in relationship and love life.
Okay.
And for the better.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I feel like it hits you all at one time, and it's very strong, like around the end of May.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of like might even bewilder you a little bit or overwhelm you. So it's kind of like I got to sit home for a week and think about things.
Uh-huh.
It's a weird feeling. Like, I really do need to pull the shades down, lock the door. I really don't want to talk to anybody, and I want to sit and figure out where I want to go with this, because I do have options and opportunities and changes going on. And the only way of handling in this is to meditate on it.
Mm-hmm.
And to get away from other people for a little while so I can think.
Okay.
And it's the best and the most effective way of handling it, and if you don't, you may wind up getting into a rut where you're being worn down by it.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, and I'll have to say goodnight. I'm out of time. I love you all. I'll see you next Sunday. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.